Pumlen, Ablak, and Moda. We're up to the Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. We are middle of the page. And we had a machlekes between Chananya and the others, whether we are choishes lezera of. Chananya says we are worried about the fathers as well, so therefore when we say you're not allowed to shecht an animal and its kid, it makes no difference for Chananya, the mother or the father. And according to Chachamim, and the Chacham hold that we're not worried about Zera of. Chacham hold that we don't care about the father. All we care about is the mother. We don't care about the father altogether. So we ask the question, according to Chacham hold, we don't care about the father. Does it mean definitely we don't care about the father? Or are you saying he's not sure? He's not sure if we care about the father or not. We're not sure. And the difference is a mule, the son of a... second, let's find it here. We're in 79A. You're ahead of us. We're at Tashma. Where is it? Here. This Tashma here. So we said, what's the difference if you definitely only the mother or maybe the father as well? If a mule, whose mother is a donkey and the father is a horse, is allowed to mate with, let's say, a donkey. If we totally ignore the father, then 100%, because even though there's a mule, it's like it's a donkey as well, so a donkey and a donkey. But if we are maybe there, we're worried about the father as well, so this mule is a donkey and a horse, can't mate with a donkey. Okay, so there we're up to now the next Tashma, which is about 15 lines from the bottom. The last line is Tashma from the bottom. And the last line is Tashma. Tashma coming here. Rabbi Yehuda says, pray the shetava. If a mule wants to mate, ein mar be an alel. You should not mate with the mule, loy sus, not a horse, veloy chamar, not a donkey. Elamina, only another mule. But it shouldn't be a horse or a donkey. Now, Iamrit, if you're going to tell me Mifshep Shittilei that he's 100% certain that all we care about is the mother, so if the mother of this mule is a donkey, why can't it mate with a donkey? It's 100% donkey. It's here with 100% donkey. So even though it's a mule and has a father, a horse, but we ignore the father. Why can't he mate with someone exactly like his mother? It doesn't that prove that Abiyud is not 100% convinced. He's scared maybe there's a little bit of the father in this donkey, and therefore can't have this mule, and that's why he cannot mate with a donkey. No, that's not proof. You know why? It's talking about a case. We don't know who the mother is and who the father is of this donkey. And that's why we can't. Maybe technically you could mate with the mother of the donkey, but we don't know who the mother of the donkey is. And therefore, can't mate with the mother of this mule. Therefore, can't mate with the donkey. Says the Gemara, it says that it should mate only with another mule like it. That means it knows exactly. Because if you don't know who the mother and the father is, you can never mate this mule, because this mule mother might be a donkey, the father a horse, and the other mule is the mother is a horse and the father is a donkey, and you can't mate together because the main one is the mother. So the Gemara, if you tell me we ignore the father altogether, it's two different kinds of mules. Hachikam, this is what he meant. Ein mar bin ale, you're right. You cannot mate anybody. Loi min sus loi chimari, whether the mule mother is a horse, whether the mule mother is a donkey, because since I hold may be that you're also worried about the father, this mule can never be mated with anybody. You don't know what kind of mule it is. You don't know who the mother is. And therefore, not that you can mate with somebody. It means you can't mate with anybody. Says the Gemara, believe there be someone. There's a way of telling the mule who the mother of the mule is, a donkey or a horse. How? Number of Bayabai says, Ovi kolo, if it has a very horse, thick voice, bachamra. That means the mother was a donkey. Son of Kolif has a shrill voice, like, you know, it brays like a horse, basusya. That means the mother was a horse. That's a way of telling. Or another way of telling, Ravraven Udni has giant ears. The Zutri Ginevasa and a small tail, then you know its mother was a donkey. Bar Chamra. Zutrin Udni, small ears, and the Rabba Gnuvsa and big tail, basusya, the mother was a horse. So why can't you look? Says Gemara, you know why? This is a very strange mule. Hocham skin be lemmas. This mule happened to be mute. Couldn't make any sound, so you couldn't tell what it is, a donkey or a horse. And Vigidemis, it lost, somebody amputated its tail. Can't tell if it was a big tail or a small tail. So my Havila, bottom line, the Rav Yehuda says, that we are not worried about when it comes to Ayis Bina, it's also with the mother. Is he saying definitively? Rabbi Yehuda says that, you know, if it's born, you know, if it's born from a horse, it's mutin and so on and so forth. Is he saying definitively we ignore the father, or he's saying he's not sure? Says the Gemara, my havila, bottom line, what is it? Toshma, come in here. No, but Rabbi Huna, Brei Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Shua says, Hakol Moedim, everyone is Moedim, Bepri im Ha'im, that a mule, together with, let's say his mother was a donkey, with his donkey mother, Sha'os, you're not allowed to, a mule cannot mate with the species of his mother. Why not? If we totally ignore the father, so this mule technically is a donkey. So why can't it make the donkey? Must be Shma Minon Besukim Misapkalei Svukim Misapkalei Shma. Must be that no one holds definitively he's no father. Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda says maybe the father does count, maybe the father doesn't count, and because he's not sure, then this mule has a little bit of a horse in it. How can it mate with a donkey that has no horse in it? He's a raya that he's not 100% sure. Shma Minon. Oh, but Rabbi the Shmaya, Rabbi once said to his gabbai, Kima Yelad Likud Naisa Brispik. When you tie together these donkeys as mules to my wagon, Ayin Lahana, the Dami Ladodi, I want you to get me two mules that are identical to each other. You know, look at the ears, look at the tail, make sure that their mothers are the same. You know, if they both have big ears, then you know that their mother was a donkey. But Ayin, use those. Otherwise, I believe that two mules can also be klein, because we look only the mother, not the father. Alma Kesavah, which is Cliff Mead, Ab Abba holds, a choshes thereof. I don't care who the father is. All we care about the mother. So if one mule's mother is a donkey and one mule's mother is a horse, we got a problem. Says the Gemara, v'simon in the Raisa, the fact that he relies on these signs is a raya that he holds that signs are from the Torah. Even though we always follow signs if you find an object. But there, it's money matters, and the Chacham have a right to make, you know, Hefke, Bezen, Hefke, they can make any rules they want. But this is not money, this is Isser. And if we can rely on the Samanim, the Raya, the Samanim are powerful. Tell them what we learned. Oysay ve'ezbenoi, we learned that the laws of Oysay ve'ezbenoi, noyeg beklayim, we learned yesterday that just like Kotchib, we learned that what? That there is by klayim. We learn from Oysa Benoi that by Klaim as well, that if the mother is one and the father is another, still you're not allowed to shech the mother with its kid. And also be koi. Koi is an animal that is questionable halachically how I view it, because his mother, let's say, is a goat and the father is a deer. Or the other way around. The mother is a deer and the father is a goat. In other words, there's a chaya and a behema mixed together. A chaya and a behema produces an animal. We don't know what is the status of this animal. Is it a behema? Is it a chaya? Is it a suffix? Or is it a new species, a third species? Not a behema, not a chaya. It's a transgender. Not this. We don't know what it is. Yeah. Oh, very good. Rabbi Eliezer, so the rabbis say that, for example, the mother was a deer and the father was a goat. You're not allowed to kill the mother and its kid. And Rabbi Eliezer, I agree with you. When it comes to klayim, habo mina ezu mina rachel, if it comes from a goat and from a sheep, the pasuk says shoyle sef. If it comes from, let's say, the mother was a goat, the father was a sheep, so that's a klayim. Oisiv ez menaygbe. That's right. Oisiv menaygbe. So you're not allowed to kill the mother and the kid. Abekoi, when it comes to koi, ain oisiv menaygbe. I hold that by a koi or by kvi, different ways of pronouncing it, the oisiv menay is not conducted there at all. Koi, that's going to be tomorrow we'll decide nishtahero, or it's something else. But what it is it's a product of a behemoth and a chaya. So we don't know, does it fall on the behemoth or fall on the chaya? Is it a new species? Says the Gemara, Gemara will explain it. Amr al-Khir Chizah says, Eize hu koi shenechel kubay rabel chamin. What kind of koi is... Thank you. What kind of koi is it that... That Rabbi Lezer, and the Chum Agi, Rabbi Lezer holds, there's no Oysa Benoi, Chum Oder is. You know what it is? Who's the mother, who's the father? Zeh Habo min Hatyosh min Hatzivya. One of the parents was a goat, and one of the parents was a deer. And therefore, we don't know what the status is. And there's no din of Oysa Benoi, Chum Oder. Rabbi Lezer, Chum Oder is. And what's going on here? Hey Chidami, let's analyze this. Ilema Bityosh Habo Latzivya. The mother was a deer. and the father was a goat, the yolda, and they gave birth, the kashachidla ulabra, he shechted the deer together with its kid. And there's an argument. What do you mean? Rabbi Chizkiya Chizkiya said, "Hakom Moedim." Everyone agrees that Behit Sivya, if the mother was a deer, Ubenot Yosh, and the son and the offspring was a goat, potter, because the Toide by Ois Benoy says Shoyd Ois. It says Shoyd Oiseh. It has to be a Shoyd Oiseh, not a deer. It has to be an animal. So if the mother was a deer, there's nothing to talk about. Why would there be Machlek? There's definitely no Ois Benoy. She potter said, "Ubenoy Amar Achman Levelitzvi Benoy only by a sheep." Or a shoy, but not a deer. So it must be the other way around. That the mother was a goat. Ella b'tzvi habal tiyosh. It must be talking about a case with a deer mated with a deer with a sheep. So with a goat. So the goat is the mother. The yolda t'nbod and gave birth. The kashoch lebra yishechted the goat and its offspring. But Amar Achiz didn't say it the other way around. Hakam moed. Everyone is moed if behit tiyosh. If the mother was a goat, ubenot tzvi, and the kid might even look like a deer. Shechayiv, you're chayiv. Why is there machleis? Everyone holds you are chayiv. Why? Because se omer achmana. The Torah says the mother should be a sheep. Says the second passage. Rishoyday se oisiv benoy. We don't care who the offspring is. If the mother was a sheep, then the offspring you're not allowed to kill on the same day. So if the mother was a sheep, who cares if the father was a deer and the offspring looks like a deer, but the mother was a sheep. And we said before, oisiv means the mother. No, so definitely you are chayiv oisiv benoy because the mother was a sheep. Omer achmana benoy koldu. Says Yimara La'ilam b'tiyosh abotzi. We're talking about a case where a goat had a relation mated with a deer. Ah, you said if a deer, what's called the shayla b'yisav benoy? What happened was v'yol the bas. They had a bas. Now this bas is a product of a deer and a sheep. The mother was a deer and the father was a sheep. But we ignore now the mother. Now we're looking at the bas. Now this bas had another generation. This bas now had a kid. So this bas is part deer and part goat. Bas Yolda Ben, and this Bas now had another offspring. The Koshoch Lola Bro, Yeshechti now the Bas, and Yeshechti now the Bas, and Yeshechti now the Bno. Now this Bas has in it, its mother was a deer, but the father was a goat, has a little bit of a goat in him, in the mother, a little bit in her, a little bit of a goat. And that's the Machlekes here. Rabbana Sabri, Choshim Zer Rabbana say, look, we look at also the father. The father was a goat, so the Bas has in it a goat. And now, so the bas has a little bit of goat, let's say 50% of the bas is goat, had an offspring, so that offspring has a little bit of goat in it, and that's enough, because it says in Torah to say a goat, a sheep, doesn't mean a full sheep, even a part sheep. So the mother is a 50% sheep, the mother was part sheep and part deer, and therefore there's a din of, oh, you said, no, you now kill this mother who's part sheep with its kid. However, Rabbi Lezer Sava, I totally ignore the father, we don't ignore the father, so the mother was a deer, the mother's a deer, there's no oisiv benoy, and that's why it's permitted. If you don't have to come on to part, there is no part say here, the mother is 100% a deer. Says the Gemara, I can give you an easier explanation of the leaflet. Why do they say they're arguing? Why do they arguing whether we look at the father's genes or not? And just say, that's what they're arguing in. That what? That the father was a goat. And the question is, do we worry about the father's goat or not? Yeah, but the fact is, you did it. You shouldn't have done it, but you did it. So what happens now? It's still kosher. If it's a these are all kosher animals, so it's still kosher animal, even though you shouldn't be mating different species. So why don't we just say they're arguing whether you look at the father at all? Simple. Says the Gemara, if they only argued in the case of whether you look at the father when it comes to general, just say they're arguing a general question, Oisus Benoi, do we look at the father or not? If that's all they're arguing, we look at the father, Oisus Benoi, then, by he, having ever thought that in our case, Afilu Rabbanon Moide, that even the Rabbanon Moide, let's say the Rabbanon says, okay, you look at the father, and the father is a goat. Let's say you say, look at the father, but so what? This mother, this Bas, part goat and part deer, and maybe the Rabbanon would be Moide that since it's only 50% goat, we ignore it, and so that its offspring maybe is not going to be Oisus Benoi because the Torah says maybe it's 100% sheep and it's not 100% sheep or goat. That's why we have to come along and go bigger chiddush and say they're arguing about the next generation. The second generation is 50% goat according to Rabbanan and 50% deer. And Rabban hold, you look at the father, and one more step, and Rabban hold that even 50% goat is enough to say Oisus Benoi. The sefer is mikta sel lemnin kamash lemnidu. So we learned in the Mishnah, koi. Let me ask a question. We learned in the Mishnah that a koi, you know that when you shecht a behema, cow, you don't have to cover the blood. You shecht a bird, or you shecht a chaya, you have to cover the blood. Now this koi, we don't know if the status of a koi is like its mother, let's say like a goat, or it's a behema, you don't need to cover the blood, or is it like the father, a deer, and you have to cover the blood. So on Yom Tov we say don't shecht a koi, because we don't know if you're allowed to cover the blood or not, and you can't, if you're not allowed to cover the blood, you can't just go ahead and scoop sand, because you're not allowed to do it on Malach on Yom Tov. You're only allowed to do it if it's a mitzvah, but if you don't have, therefore you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So we learn koi ain sheichtin oisa be Yom Tov. You're not sheichtin Yom Tov because since we don't know if it's a mitzvah, you're not allowed to cover the blood. The im shechtin, if you shechtin a mechassin is dama, you're not allowed to cover the blood. Now be mayas kina, what kind of koi we're talking about? The mother was a deer, right? The mother was a deer, and the yolda and gave birth. So lechayda, why shouldn't you shecht on Yom Tov? Even everyone, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's 100% like a deer, it's a chaya, and even according to Rabban, it's 50% deer. 50% deer means you need to cover the blood. Is ben Rabbi Lezer lichayt let him shecht it v'lichsei and cover the blood. Could tzvi? I feel it makes a tzvi because lechayda, even if it's a partial deer, it's enough mitzvah to cover the blood. And it must be talking about the other way around. Tzvi habal tiyasha. Primarily, the mother was an animal, no covering the blood. But the father was a deer. So according to Rabbi Lezer, you ignore the father, so there's no question that there's no mitzvah of covering the blood. So you can go ahead and cover the blood. But according to the Rabbanon, since the father is a tzvi, and we do concern ourselves with the father, so the question is, what do you do about covering the blood on Yom Tov? The Yolder, so you might ask, I don't understand. Since, according to the Rabbanon, you worry about the father, and the father was a deer, so part of this animal, this koi, is part deer, part sheep, so the part of the deer needs to cover the blood. So what if part of the animal is not a deer, but part of the animal is, and that part needs to cover. So what's the problem? Shechter on Yom Tov. And according to Rabbi Lezer, definitely not Shechter on Yom Tov. You don't have to cover it all. Ile Rabbanon, lishchayt v'lichsik, shecht and cover the blood. And Ile Rabbi Lezer, lishchayt, don't cover the blood. So what's the problem here? So we're saying, we're talking about a deer that came onto a goat. So what's the problem? The problem is, the Rabban are not 100% certain if you look at the father or you ignore the father. If you look at the father, then the offspring is part deer, you're allowed to shech the yantif, cover the blood. But if you don't look at the father, then it's totally animal, then you're not allowed to shech the cover the blood. And they're not 100% sure. But Rabban are masufu misapke, they're not 100% sure. So you're telling me Rabban and Misapka, Rabban are not sure if you look at the father or not. It must be Rabbi Lezer who argues and says you don't look at the father. It means 100% you don't look at the father. Pshitle, you don't look at the father. So let me ask a question. We learned in the Braise, tell me who the author of the following Braise is. It says that Rabbi Lezer, and according to you, Rabbi Lezer holds 100% we ignore the father. So explain to me what the following. When you, in those days, when you used to shecht an animal, they used to give a certain portion to the kohen. It's called the matnas kohuna, the 24 matnas kohuna. You gave the foreleg, you gave the jaws, and you gave part of the stomach. That's what you gave to the kohen. What about a koi? Well, you only do it by behemoth. What about a koi? We're not sure if a koi is a behemoth or a chaya. So it says here, Azroyam, vihale chayim, vihakeva, noyagim bekoi. Even a koi, you have to give it to the koi, and the koi has a right to take it, and so too by klein. Sorry? Yeah. These were the best parts of an animal, and the koi gets to get a lot of food. And klein also, a goat and a sheep, you have to give to the koi. And Rabbi Lezer argues, he says, klein abom in ezem rochel chai matanis. I agree with you, if it's klein from a goat and a sheep, for example, you have to give, but min a koi, potter. But if it's from a koi, you're potter melamatanis. Now let's understand. You're telling me that according to Rabbi Lezer, 100% you look only after the mother. The mask, what are we talking about? Elaima bet yashabot, if the mother was a deer, yeah, the yolda, and gave birth, so therefore we understand Rabbi Lezer, the mother's a deer, there's no matanis. But the rabbis hold, you have to give matanis. Why? The rabbis, you're telling me, are not sure if we look at the father. So the 50% of the mother, definitely don't have to give, because behemoth you don't give, sorry. So be shlem, Rabbi Lezer, the potik, so holds, say, I feel the mikta, say, I'm in. Rabbi Lezer holds that if it's the mother is a deer, there's no matanis you give at all. Part of it maybe is a, but there's no part, it's only deer. El Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, they say what? That even though it's deer, we also look at the father, it's part sheep, so you should give matanis. afilu miktaseh, they hold bishle palgul lo yoyev. Okay, half definitely Rabban hold you don't have to give, because the half that's there you don't have to give. Lavos, there's a half that maybe is a sheep. You're telling me that Rabban is not 100% certain. Maybe it's a sheep. Maybe they have to give to the kohen. So who has to prove? The one who takes, the one who gives. The kohen should, when the kohen comes to this Jew and says, give me my matanah, the Jew says, you prove to me that the law is that the other half, we do consider the father's genes, and then I'll give it to you. But till then, too bad. So why give anything? Yeah, 100%.
But you can also say, no, I'm giving it to another person.
That you could. But if you're not giving it, then you have to give it to him.
Why should the coin come and ask you by yourself? Why
shouldn't
you tell
him? He needs it. He's hungry. Either palga lemele, I see right. Bring me a proof. The chayzara of a shakel, because you're saying that the rabbanon not 100% certain. So when does the coin get? Ella must be the other way around. But tzvi about you, must be the mother was a goat, and therefore the mother was a goat. Therefore, 50% you definitely have to give to the coin. Another 50%, maybe you don't give to the coin. So 50% you have to give. No, if it's according to Rabbi Lezer, why don't you have to give? You should give 100%. Rabbi Lezer holds you ignore the father. All you look at the mother. The mother was a goat. But Yalda is Bishlay Miller Rabbanan, my Chaye, what do you Chaye, Chatzim Matanah, only half the Matanas. Rabbi Lezer, why is Rabbi Lezer Yipotter? On the contrary, if the mother was a goat and the father is a deer, and we ignore the father, that means the offspring is 100% goat. 100% goat. Give 100% Matanas to the coin.
Why would the father be ignored?
Because Rabbi Lezer holds, you know, you don't look at the father at all. At this stage, that's how we understand Rabbi Lezer. Because one male does 100 females. So the female by animals, the female is like really the parent, and the child is connected to the female. There's no connection to the father. It's like a machine. The bull is like a machine, and the cow is a mother, a nurturing mother. L'chaye b'kula matanah, she pay 100%. The Gemara says, l'olam b'tzvi habol t'yosha. We're talking about a deer. I want to say, you're right. We're going back. The mother was a goat. The yoldin gave birth. But Rabbi Lezer, not because the reason why Rabbi Lezer holds that you don't give, because he's not 100% sure. Maybe you do look at the father, and the father was a deer, and maybe you don't have to give. He's not sure. And therefore, we'll soon see in the Gemara how exactly to learn Rabbi Lezer. The key one that I don't understand. So what's your conclusion right now? That Rabbanim is apkalu, Rabbanim is apkalu, but my plea is, what are they arguing in? They're arguing, everyone holds that we worry about the father as well. But when we look at the father, the father had an offspring, a bas, and then the bas had another offspring. This bas now is partial like the father and partial like the mother. Right? Predominantly the mother and maybe like the father as well. So is it enough to be, when it says, oisives benoi, is it enough to be a part animal, or do you have to be 100% an animal? That's the question. Rabbanu Savri said, after the Mitzvah said, Rabbanu say that even though you're part, only a part animal, and part maybe chayeh, that's enough. Rabbanu Savri said, the Mitzvah has to be 100%. And since we're worried, maybe the father, you don't have to. I'm going to pop and I'll explain you the whole thing. Leinyan kiseh dan, when it comes to the mitzvah of covering the blood, umatonis, lemishkachas, I'll tell you what the case is, but tzvi habol tiyosha. A tzvi that came on the mother was a goat, the bein rabban, but you're also worried about the father, the deer. Bein rabban lezer, misapkalu, we are worried, ichoich, lezer avi, like, vikamifli, where they're arguing, vavseh, afilu, mikseh. They're arguing, what about it, the mother, the bas? Was the Bas's mother was a Tiyosh and partly Tzvi, so the Bas is only a part Tzvi. Leinyan Oisav Benoi, Yafilu Mikseh. Now what? Leinyan Oisav Benoi regarding, and he'll explain a minute how it works. And regarding the law of Oisav Benoi, Mishkachla there is talking about Bein B'Tiyosh Abal Tzvi. I don't care which way it was. Bein B'Tzvi Abal Tiyosh and B'Tiyosh Abal Tzvi. And when if a goat comes on a deer, Uli Suda the Rabbanon, and is an Isa the Rabbanon. If a goat goes on the deer, is there an Isa the Rabbanon for Isa Benoi? Sorry, talk about Isa. The Rabbanon and Sarabon hold, Malchus you won't get because maybe they're not sure if we ignore the father or not. So therefore, your Malchus you don't get. But Rabbanon hold like this. Dilma Choshen said, the mother was a goat, so you're not allowed to kill with his offspring. But the father was a deer. And therefore, if we worry about the father's a deer, but so what? But the mother is the mother, the bas, is definitely part se, and that's enough for us to say se fil miktase, and therefore there's a din of oisav benoi. Asin v'osu is forbidden. It is forbidden. But you don't get malchus because you're not 100% sure. Rabbi Lezer holds. So we're talking about a case where the mother, where the father was a goat and the mother was a deer, right? And we worry about the father, but maybe we worry about the father, and we are happy to have a sense. You're not allowed to do it according to Rabbanu, but malchus you don't get because maybe we don't worry about the father. Maybe there is no sheep involved here. And Rabbi Lezer holds, even if we worry about the father, nihi nami the choshen lezer, we worry about the father, but the bas is only part, the father is only 50% of the bas. So the bas is only a part, and I hold we don't believe in parts. So therefore, there definitely is no Eisa B'nai. Say, I feel me to say, let me don't say. That's in the case where the mother was a tzvi and the father was a tiyosh. What about the other way around? Tzvi abol tiyosh, the mother was a sheep, definitely the bas is a sheep, but maybe the father was a deer. Ula Malkus and Malkus. Rabbanon Sab, and here already you'll get Malkus. Rabbanhol, Nihi Nami the Khaishin Lazer, Rabbanhol. Okay, the father was a deer. And maybe that there's a part deer in this bas, but who cares? Definitely part of the bas was a seh. And I hold mixa seh. So you get Malkus if you we're talking about two generations later, the bas and the generation after that. Seh after the mixa terminum. Uma killing you get Malkus. However, Rabbi Lezer says the mother is definitely a sheep, but maybe you worry about the father. And if you worry about the father, then it's only a part. Bas only a part, and a part is not aver. I hold you don't believe in parts. Therefore, it's still aser because we're not sure. But machmir, but malchus isn't. Isurika malchus like a isurika. Why is an iser deal me ain choishen? We ignore the father. That's a deer. So the mother is only a sheep, and therefore the bas is a sheep. But Malkus, like, you don't get Malkus, Dilma Chesed, or maybe the father, the deer, is also involved. I feel like we don't say. Okay, a little bit complicated, we'll stop here.